Seven and Zayin, Sif Yud. Hisik mi nidloi, Sasik, Vatsoka, Kimisha, Taisa, Lakso, Nidloi, Loi had a Hesik. The person was learning, and they started thinking, oh, he's thinking other things, his business, whatever it was. It's not considered Hesik, because we assume that his Das is to continue learning afterwards. What about the person knows that Jones does not learn the rest of the day? And that's why he's a priest and a mice suffering process. To avoid the suffering process, one should always be in a mindset that if he has free time, he should learn. Continuing Sif Yud, go to the Shegel Mechas Vesik, he says, I have taking a nap, going to a bathhouse, and so the bathroom is also not a Hesik, you don't have to make another rough when you come out. Sif Yud, Adam Shin is Kevin, but Yemen, because they have the Hesik, the person Ramesh sleeps, who are serious sleep in the daytime, according to the first opinion of the Mechaber, is a Hesik, you make another person tell you. Shem is a very Hesik, other six, not Hesik, Mechay, no Hagu. That is the minute. The Brew brings it, the Lechem Chaluzi says, and other rabbis, Ben said, if he has to make a bracha, and the Chodesh and other Achayim, the Yarab also that way, and the Goni holds that way. Mishnah Brew ends up that whoever revises his poskim, lo yisik. So, in Tzadadin, if one falls asleep in the day, he can get up, he can make a bracha satayim. All common meaning is not to make a bracha satayim in such a situation. But, as we learned before, you can't be yisik with Avarala, so if I'm not, if you do not make a bracha, if you're going to sleep in the day, at least have in mind to be yisik with Avarala, Avas Oilam, you stay at night, and learn the means of the answer to the Sivri Beis. Af in Lomid, the Laila, Laila, Hacha Yoyim, Hacha Yoyim She'ova, in Tzav Lazal Lubach, Koz Man Shalim Yishan. Even if you made a bracha in the morning, even though in a certain halach is by night of the next day, as far as the rest of the Torah is concerned, as long as you didn't sleep, a full sleep, then the bracha you made from the day before works for afterwards. If he slept a full sleep, even at the beginning of the night, before Chatzais, here, everybody agrees that it's considered that a new day started, and you should make a difference Chatzaiah when he gets up. Like they said, even if he gets up before Chatzais. If it's up entire night, when there's a whole matzah, it's a place game, some say the bracha is automatically one day, no matter what. Others say, no, if you didn't go to sleep, the bracha covers anything that you're going to learn until you fall asleep. So the mice said, to avoid the subject brachas in such a case, you want to try to hear bracha from somebody else, and after the bracha, you should say psukim. If he has nobody else around, then when he said avarada, you should use that as a beres atayra and learn immediately after tavanin. Kivega is a chiddush that if he slept a full sleep in the daytime and he was up all night, then the monoshach he makes a bracha the next morning because he started the hefsek, he slept in the daytime, and he started the day, it's the next day.